Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 260. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on?
Having a good hang.
I'm 260.
260
for your what? He's going into a dance routine, baby.
Oh yeah,
watch out.
Are we gonna be able to speak better than we did the last?
Oh, I think so.
I just flubbed right there.
I was gonna say
we did some speech therapy sessions, and
I couldn't even finish it.
A E I O U and sometimes Y, boy. And sometimes W.
Yeah, we had a.
I think we're all.
It was a fun pull.
Strokes and
we did have something.
Have you ever seen the movie Twister? That's what my time is.
I have not
doing seen
the movie.
It was wild.
That's what I heard. I've seen, you know,
they're good
bits and pieces and the main.
I've
scene.
Seen Twister, but not Twisters.
Twisters is good.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's got a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Makes me think of Bill Paxton. He went on without us. Too young.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. True story.
Yeah. So, anyway, we are at 260. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I just remember.
I mean, I can't, but yeah.
Just seems like it was 259.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a short time ago.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Coon's age.
All right. Well, for the creepy, Sean, can you tell them what we're going to talk about?
Well, this is my pick, and I'm going to give the full credit to Austin Lawrence. So if it's no good, it's definitely Austin Lawrence. He's the one that he had mentioned these, and I've never heard of them, but they are death cafes.
I never heard of them either.
And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Death cafes.
Death.
Nate, have you ever heard of these?
Decaf.
What the wild, wild world of sports is going on at a death decaf cafe, right? It is something. I don't think it's as popular as it used to be, and they're probably still out there, but this was a big, big thing not that long ago, like the 2000s, like late 2010s. But a death cafe is a scheduled nonprofit social gathering where people discuss death, dying, and mortality over food and drink, typically tea and cake. The primary objective is to increase awareness of death with a view to helping people make the most of their finite lives. These events are not grief support groups, so that's one thing I assume they were, or counseling sessions. Again, thought that that's what they would be. They are agenda-free discussions with no set themes or conclusions. So they start. Oops! Oh my gosh, my whole thing's going. I can speak, but I just can't manipulate with my hands. They start off in England, and so it was tea and cake. And then when they came, they have found their way over to the States, and it is coffee and cake or pie or whatever. So it's kind, you know what I mean, that we kind of Americanized it. But yeah,
death cafes.
Death.
Who
would have
thought?
I kind of like the idea.
Do you?
I do.
It's weird to me.
I mean, it's not appetizing to talk about death. No,
is I mean, I, don't, I mean, we're all going to die. So how long? I mean,
it's
we're all going to die. There you go. See you next week. What are we going to talk about? We all die. Okay.
These things.
Like, how much is there to talk about? I mean,
it is interesting.
Ways though. Of death, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, some people are highly scared of the thought of death.
I'm not one of them.
I know. It says participants share thoughts, fears, dreams, and experiences in a safe, confidential, and non-judgmental environment. The model operates as a quote-unquote social franchise, meaning volunteers worldwide can host their own events by adhering to specific guiding principles. No advertising, no profit motive, and the essential inclusion of refreshments to ground the conversation. Meaning,
I'm just going for the refreshments,
tea and crumpets. No, the coffee and cake, and coffee and pie, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
can I go to. Lunch or something?
The mastermind behind it, the concept originated from a Swiss psychologist, or I'm sorry, sociologist and anthropologist, Bernard Cretas, who organized the first Café Mortel in Neuchâtel, Switzerland in 2004. Cretas aimed to break the tyrannical secrecy surrounding death and revive the tradition of the funeral feast where the living renew bonds. That's not bad.
They say primary goal of the death cafes is to increase awareness of death. Seems logical. To help people live more fully and reduced fear associated with mortality. They provide supportive environments for participants to share personal experiences and reflections on death, discuss practical considerations like end-of-life planning, explore physiological or emotional aspects of mortality, and connect with others in a non-judgmental setting, as you said earlier, by normalizing conversations about death to help reduce social taboos and encourage participants to appreciate life more deeply.
I like that. I'm going to answer my own question I'm going to say it's a no, but do you think they listen to thrash metal during these sessions? Okay. I would say no, but they should, but then probably not.
I think the whole thing's weird. I do. I'm sorry. No, I mean, I'm not bashing the choice. Like,
so you don't talk about it. You don't want to start a chapter in Plainfield, is what you're saying.
So here. Okay. So I've got this article and it says, what are death cafes? So you kind of, in your foundation, you said what a death cafe is. This says, a death cafe is a social franchise whose principles were developed in 2011 by John Underwood and his mother, Sue Barsky Reed, to help facilitate easy conversation about death with the comfort of food and drink. Now, I am in for the food and drink.
You're like, give me the coffee and the pie.
Yeah. Death Cafe is a volunteer operation with hosts who organize small groups in cities and towns around the world. Death cafes groups meet in cafes, of course, but also in public libraries, churches, community centers, people's houses, cemeteries, and beyond to share foods, drinks, and conversation about death. Since the pandemic, though, many of these meetings have shifted online, and while there is no shared food and drink, the conversations continue. So that's just another way, I guess, it started.
No digital food. I thought that was interesting, too, that John Underwood's a web developer in the UK. And you, like you said, 2011, he was inspired by the Switzerland guy, the Cretaz. And his mom, the reason she was involved, she was a psychotherapist. And then it moved over to the United States in 2012, and the first meeting took place in Columbus, Ohio. So, yeah.
It said there's over 80. There have been death cafes in over 80 countries.
Yeah. It's so I remember Austin, I didn't talk about this too much, but he said, and it was somehow, and I didn't see this in all the research, but he's talked about how the way they developed it in England, they got a little bit fussy about the way they were doing it in America. And it's like, dude, we're just trying to, like, this isn't some kind of a, you can't really mess this up, you know,
as long
as you're not doing, you know, you're not making a bunch of money off of it and, you know, like capitalizing on something that's, but it's like, we just turned it into coffee, dude. It's okay. It's not tea. You know, I don't know exactly what the squabble was, but he said there was some kind of a fuss. And because people are doing videos and documentaries on these things, and they were like, they didn't get any backing from the English charters or chapters or whatever, but the people in America are like, yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll let you come in and see what these are like. But so it says format and participation. Death cafes usually last about 2 hours and involve around a dozen participants. They are held in diverse venues, including homes, cafes, libraries, community centers, and even cemeteries, like you said. Since the pandemic, many groups also meet virtually. Structure, a facilitator provides a brief introduction and ensures ground rules are followed, such as allowing everyone a turn to speak before anyone speaks twice. Topics, of course, range, like we've been talking about, conversations are participant-led and can range from end-of-life planning, personal grief, and philosophical perspectives on mortality and cultural traditions. As of 2026, over 23,000 death cafes have been held in 97 countries. So it's still a thing. I don't hear about this, like I said, besides Austin talking about it. And he asked me, he's like, you ever heard of it? I'm like, I've never, ever, ever heard of that. You'd have to have, like, the cakes would have to have little skulls on them, and like the coffee, the latte would have to have little like skulls or ghosts or something in it, right? I saw a lot of pictures and I couldn't tell whether they were joking or they actually do kind of have like a little bit of a lighthearted, but I don't think so.
I think they try to keep it lighthearted.
You think so?
Yeah.
They seem like they're a little serious. They seem like a little serious, at least especially in England.
Like, well, I mean, a certain extent, but I mean, I think the conversation is lighthearted, not necessarily that you're making jokes or anything, but like, you know,
why would be
not too terribly serious, you know, just, you know, sharing experiences and thoughts and just trying to from what I can gather, make you aware of, you know, this, you know, death is going to happen. So enjoy with the life that you have right now and make the best of it. You know, do things and experience, but don't fear death. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, like Todd said, it happens to all of us.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I don't fear it, and I know where I'm going, so that's why I don't fear it. I mean, I literally could get killed in a car accident on the way home at night.
Some people have a hard time. Like, I think in their mind, being prepared or ready for it.
Yeah. So
this possibly could help, like, guide them a little bit. Have some readiness.
And it is I remember the maintenance director that hired me at the church, he said, because, you know, he's a believer, so he said, I don't fear death. He goes, I mean, happy days, man, I'd be in mm-hmm. heaven. He goes, what I kind of fear is, how am I going to die? Yeah. He's like, hopefully I don't die a long suffering, you know, and he ended up dying of cancer. He battled it, and then it got him in the end, like mm-hmm. my dad. Yeah. He just said it's the fear. A lot of people fear, maybe not fear death itself, but like how they're going to die.
Yeah.
You know, are they going to be
brutal, or is it going to be nice and easy?
Right.
And
it's going to be, is it going to be hard on family members and friends, or watching mm-hmm. them die? Yeah. This says, in Atlanta here in the States, says after a potluck supper, a short guided meditation and a quick lesson in resistance singing, a couple dozen people made their way to a quiet room at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Atlanta. Wow. As a choir warmed up downstairs, they gathered some strangers, some friends, to discuss a topic that's normally off limits, death. And this person is quoted as saying, I have had a lot of interaction and contact with death in my adult life, and where there are not really many places where I feel comfortable talking about any of that, one woman dressed in black who asked not to publish her name, told the group, oftentimes if I have a friend or someone over for coffee and I bring death up, they'll take the subject off someplace else so that it's happier. She said, I don't really regard death as an unhappy topic, she said, prompting several nods from the group. It's just, you know, I find it a necessary conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not very many people talk about it, for sure. I mean, it's not something, if you're like, hey, you want to talk about sports? You want to talk about weather? You want to talk about politics and religion? Most people be like, maybe a little bit of that. But when you say, you want to talk about death? Right. Most people are going to say,
I think a lot of people get anxiety about it. And so, I mean, if you normalize it a little bit more and talk about it a little bit more, you knock that anxiety down a little bit, I would think.
You put them in a sleeper hold, take them to the brink, and just let them have a little taste. That's like the
remember they'd have to slap them on the back. You know, they would, you know,
the wrestling kid in me, or yes, what we used to do.
You always had to slap them to wake them up. Yeah,
Hey, that was wild. Yeah,
always like when they'd foam at the mouth.
I told you I'd be making fun of. I'm sorry, I would be the guy like telling jokes like, dude, Sean, shut up, be
good. Or like if it was if it wasn't like a big crowd, like
drink your coffee,
kind of small, I'd say, boy, it's awful dead in here. Exactly right. the joke,
tough crowd.
I can't smell, so I can make this joke like, man, it smells like death in here. Death cafes have no theme, agenda, or foregone conclusion. Topics for discussion can be broached by any member of the group. However, they are not meant to be grief or end of life support groups. Volunteer leaders are not required and often do not have training for psychological support or counseling. Although people experiencing grief are welcome to join and talk about it, the group is not designed to offer mental health advice. If you're wondering what to expect at your first death cafe, you should first know that there are no requirements to speak. At in-person meetings, people will often sit around a table or in a circle, group sharing style. The facilitator will provide an introduction and brief explanation of what a death cafe is and any guidelines they want to highlight. Individual death cafes may follow certain customs, like no crosstalk, in which a response to another person includes advice or critique. Armed with drinks and snacks, the facilitator will open the conversation by asking for anyone to begin. Then the conversation flows from there. So, yeah, it's interesting. Mm. And like I said, I've never, ever heard of anything.
It is interesting.
I'm not surprised. There's always things out there that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. But
I'm sure it's an avenue that helps some folks.
Huh? It helps, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You can find one. It says at least 80 countries. And that one article said 90-some. It says you can find one in nearly every major city. And the pandemic created a space for many groups to go online. So.
Oh, yeah. So here's a question. If there was one here in Indy, would you go just for curiosity or to really try to see what you get out of it? Would you try to go to one?
Probably not. I don't.
Or if there was a local one, say in our town, like Plainfield. Yeah. I mean, if there's somebody said, "Hey, we're going to get together at a coffee shop."
I don't know.
Probably wouldn't. I don't feel an interest in it.
Yeah. What about you, Sean?
I don't feel compelled to. I think it would be interesting maybe to go to one, but it's not like, oh yeah, I'd totally go to one. If I was invited by somebody I knew, I might go just to see, but it's not something I'd be like, oh yeah, I want
you
to
wouldn't
do
seek it.
I don't think I would seek it. I find it interesting to talk about death and finding other people's opinions and talking about, but I don't find a need. I like good conversation. So I'm like, gosh, conversation goes to death, that's fine. But and coffee and cake, I'm there, you know. But
so I'm thinking.
What do you think? Yeah, what are you?
This whole death cafe thing is weird to me. But
you're going
to start. And I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I think you're going to be the
one
to start it,
though. If we don't have one, it's going to be Todd Hedges that does it.
But now I'm thinking, the more I talk, I'm like, I would love to go to one. Just one time. Just to see,
how it goes. Conversation
just to see how it goes. Because I definitely have my opinions on death and how I look at it. And I'm not scared of it. And I don't know. I think I would try it.
There's one in Indy, so you know.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. The people that hosted by Monica Doyle and Jennifer Vines. It is, this was back in 2014, maybe not anymore. But it says, death cafes in Indianapolis are formal, non-professional gatherings focused on increasing awareness of death, da 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 da. So it says that they're a thing, but I don't know if, like I said, the one that I pulled up was 2014.
I might do a poll on our Facebook group
and see if anybody,
to see if.
Oh, this one. Okay. So there was the most recent one now that I pulled up was July 19th, 2025. So at least. So it looks like they are a thing still, but
really?
I don't know how often.
No, I had never heard until you sent me this. I'm like, death cafe? What the heck?
Are we talking about 2017.
The food's killer?
2019. Yeah. The most recent one I've seen so far was 2025. So they're looking for somebody to start them again inside an Indianapolis death cafe. This was March 3rd, 2026. So that's the most recent one.
Well, I definitely wouldn't start one. I wouldn't host one and I wouldn't go to it all the time, but I would go to one meeting just to see what it's like.
I'll come with you. Hmm. So I think this also pulls up Black House Cafe. That's a whole nother thing. Maybe they should have some death cafes, right? But it doesn't say
death cafes.
It just happened to pull that up along with them.
Hmm. I mean, death is it's in a weird way, part of life.
Yeah, it's part of life. It's definitely a topic.
It's going to happen whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Or want it. And
I'm sure there's quite a few folk that are anxious about it.
I mean, if it does help somebody, and I'm not trying to, so when our listeners listen to this, I'm not trying to make light of it. Like, if people do struggle with the thought of death, if they can get comfort or a little more at ease about it, good.
There's a death maybe cafe.
Even just education.
Deathcafe.com and there's Death Cafe MKE on Facebook. So it's a community.
I thought you were going to say MKE.
I'm not going to follow right away, but I am.
Well, say you follow everything else.
I know. I started to hit it. I don't know. I am the follower of following.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think I would go one time. And I would definitely speak because I like to talk and I'd have my opinion about it. But I wouldn't definitely go in and try to persuade anybody about their opinion.
We do have a podcast that we'd like to talk about.
I might mention that it's got skulls. I co-host a podcast.
It's death-ish.
We talk about death.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about all the kind of creepy stuff that happens to these people. And they end up being haunted, you know. No, it is. It's interesting. I keep saying interesting.
I worked with a patient today and she has a granddaughter that's turning 2 today and they're having a party on Sunday. And I said, is there a theme? Is it like princesses or whatever? And they have a curtain drapery that has this, it's a really cool looking skull with roses and all this stuff. And I had made mention like, I like that skull. That's really cool. This granddaughter they said it's bad to the bone theme. And I'm like, is that like music? And they showed me it's got like George a cake Georgia. Of bad to the bone, like skeletons and stuff like that. I'm like, this is pretty cool. But for this little 2-year-old, I was like,
wow.
But I'm like, I like me some skulls. So I can totally be down with that. But they said, it's going to be pretty cool. It did look girly, but it also was a little morose, like kind of like what we like.
Bad to the bone, huh?
Bad to the bone, second birthday party. Yeah. I was like, okay, sounds good to me. Wow. I said, so when I go, when's cake and ice cream? They're like, you're coming. I'm like, I probably don't have time, but I normally would gather for the food.
Yeah.
Let's not turn it into a death cafe though. For that.
Yeah. I think it'd just be, I don't know. One time.
It's different. Going. We can thank this discussion. We can thank Austin Lawrence. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I did not know these existed. Who would have thought? Yeah. Death Cab. I'm not surprised. There's a
death. This makes me think of Death Cab for Cuties, by the way. Just
that's, oh, gosh.
Walk down memory lane. I know, right? Yeah. But totally else on unrelated, but
you death know. Cafes, any opinions or anything else you want to talk about?
I think it's interesting. I'm not shocked that it's out there, but
I'm not
different
either.
And I'm like you, I'd go to one just to see, and I love a good conversation. I'm sure there's got to be some good conversations with these things. So if not, maybe the cake, maybe the coffee, you know.
Yeah. I think if you had a group of 10 to 12 at the most, and there wasn't one person dominating the conversation,
yeah,
and let everybody have a say, if they, because one article I read, it said you're not required to say anything. You can just come and just listen. You don't have to say something.
Say pass.
Yeah. I think it would be pass. If it's ran right and somebody has it under control and everybody knows.
Facilitator. Yeah.
I think it'd be worth going one
can't
time.
Talk over anybody, kind of like we do in the show, like I do in the show. and that you can't talk until everybody's talked the one or two, you know. So I like that too. Mm-hmm. We should start having those rules. You should have those for me. That's where that mic comes on and off, right?
Yeah. That's why Nate's
duct tape in the closet.
Nate's got the power. All right. Well, that's Death Cafes. Very interesting topic. And thanks, Austin. Nate.
Yeah.
Help us out.
I'm not Death. You're Death. That's a wrap.
I'm unsure where he's going with that.
Now I'm thinking Bill and Ted. Excellent Adventure.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
I'm not going to recommend it because you're going to watch it.
No, it looks terrible. Even when it came out 30 years ago,
I can't say it's good, but I can't say
I love stupid movies, but that just doesn't.
But it makes me think of the Grim Reapers.
Oh, I have seen the characters, but. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 260 and our discussion on Death Cafes. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.